Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Do you like sports? Is it the competition? The excitement? How about the camaraderie? You know, the way you've got to work together. How about the special way relationships are formed under the common banner of a sport or team? Or what about this? Using a sport as a connecting point to reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ, the love, hope, and purpose that can be found in Him. Our guest today has a heart for young people. He's also dedicated to Christ, and God has opened up a unique sports ministry through Him. We pause for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to bring you closer to Jesus Christ, for you to know Him in a personal way. Jesus, who died on the cross for your sins, who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away, my sins away. He was buried and He rose again on the third day, and Christ, the living Christ, calls you to Himself at this very moment. Wherever you are in your life, whatever you're going through, this is the, it could be that perfect moment for you, my friend. Now is that time. Today is the day of salvation, meaning put your trust in the finished work of Christ, which He did over 2,010 years ago on the cross of Calvary, so that through faith in Jesus, you can have a personal relationship with God and walk with Him starting today. Ben Pragnell is currently one of the associate pastors at Hope Chapel in Kihei. He, along with a group of friends, founded Basketball Maui in 2010. Now, Basketball Maui is a youth sports nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a hope and a future to youth through world-class basketball clinics, leadership tours, and camps. Basketball Maui has been privileged to speak to over 11,000 Maui youth in school assemblies, and these have also included, in these assemblies, it's included Jeremy Lin. A recent movie has been released called Linsanity. Jeremy Lin has been a part in the past 4 years in their outreach to Hawaii's youth. I mean, this organization is really developing leaders. Ben lives in Kihei with his wife Tiffany and their twin boys Luke and Zachary. Ben came to Maui in 2000 as a volunteer at Hope Chapel. He's enjoyed serving in many of the ministries of the church and currently is the Friday night teaching pastor and oversees the administration of the church. Ben, welcome to our show.
Hey, aloha. So good to be here with you, Danny. Thanks so much for having me.
Ben, where did you grow up?
You know, Danny, funny enough, I grew up in Western Canada, and as a young boy, probably couldn't even have found Hawaii on the map.
Hmm. What was it like growing up there in Western Canada?
You know, it was great. It was actually the similarities I see between kind of Hawaii and Western Canada is a real kind of ohana, you know, community spirit, a little bit rural, you know, and really good people, and of course, just much colder winters, which I do not miss.
What part of Western Canada, specifically?
Well, my father was a member of the RCMP, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, and they transfer regularly, much like the military does here. And so we actually moved 9 times growing up. So I lived in Alberta and Saskatchewan and British Columbia.
Who influenced you most, Ben, in those early years?
I would have to say it was my parents. They became Christians while they were actually pregnant with me. They just returned, their best friends had just returned from a trip and said, hey, you've got to come over. We've got some great news to share with you. And so their dear friends had come to Christ and wanted to share Christ with my parents. And immediately my mother came to Christ, and my dad is, you know, kind of got really likes to think things through and process. And so he took a few more weeks, but began attending church, and then just about a month later gave his life to Christ. And so I was just so blessed to be able to grow up in a home, you know, just with Christ at the center. And I have to say, it's been my mom and dad who have been probably the biggest, you know, influences on my life.
How did you become a Christian?
Well, at an early, you know, age, as a real young child, you know, I prayed, you know, the sinner's prayer. And, you know, growing up, was just, you know, involved in youth groups and mission trips, and got real involved, obviously, in basketball and athletics, you know, in high school. But it was, I describe it, a turning point, a real kind of conscious decision as a young adult. My first year leaving home was at a small Bible college in British Columbia, and just really a simple prayer I prayed was just, you know, God, from this point forward, I give you control of my life, and I don't want to make any decision on my own, but really, you know, want God's will for my life in every area. So that, you know, is definitely a moment in time I look back to and can really see God's hand from that point forward. When I surrendered, I feel, as a young adult. you know, I know God works in so many different ways and so many, you know, lives, but I was blessed to have that upbringing, you know, in the Word and with my family and a part of so many great youth ministries. But there was really a point at about 18 years of age when I really felt that I made a conscious decision to surrender my life to Christ.
Ben, let's go deeper with that. What was it at that time, at the age of 18, growing up in a Christian home, what do you feel or what do you sense sort of brought you to that level of cognizance to say, you know, I really want to let God lead me in my life?
Yeah.
It's a distinct moment, you see.
It is.
So what was the surrounding circumstances?
It was a three-month period where I would really describe as actually a time of brokenness and repentance over my sin and my pride. And I think one of the easiest things to do when you grow up in the church is to somehow think that you can kind of, you know, just play along by the outward appearance. You know, it says that God, you know, doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. But I think so often, you know, we can be, as young people growing up, focused on our behavior and focused on, you know, appearances and what other people think of us and, you know, trying to be maybe a quote-unquote good Christian. And I think I fell into that quite a bit and realized just my own sin and my own pride and my own flesh. And so it was just, I believe, a gift of God where a really studying the Word for 3 months at this particular school, went through this series of just brokenness over my own sin and my need for a Savior. And it was kind of at the end of that three-month period where it was just a real surrendering of my life to Christ and His will for my life and nothing more and nothing less.
You convey that with a level of clarity. It's succinct, but it's very profound. When you talk about repenting of sins, I think we very often can even share the gospel without even mentioning sins and convey a message that could be skewed in such a way that people might even think, Ben, that they're doing God a favor by accepting him. But for you know, you talk about you repented, you were broken. By the way, the other thing is, you know, you didn't have to do, you know, many dastardly deeds to be convicted of sin. And sometimes we glamorize those things over time. But no, you just knew that you were a sinner before God, and that broke you.
I love what Billy Graham says, and he says, the ground is level at the foot of the cross.
At the foot of the cross.
And you know, yes, for me, I was fortunate. I mean, we work with so many kids in Basketball Maui that have had just such tremendous adversity and tragedy in their life. And I examined my life and my childhood, and it was great. You know, I didn't suffer any, you know, abuse. I had two loving parents in the home. I didn't, you know, struggle with any major substance abuse or, you know, drugs can be such a problem, and alcohol abuse. And you know, I was spared from those things, but, you know, it like the word says, that the human heart is deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? And you know, for me, like, you know, everyone, until we can really repent of, you know, our pride and the desire for control, really, is what it is. You know, that the foot is level, the ground is level, the foot of the cross. And so it was a gift of God. You know, I realized just to be led to that point in my life where I would just want to surrender my life and seek God's will, you know, for my life.
An example, indeed, for someone who is being used mightily by the Lord. And that's just it. You know, you surrender to Christ, and look what God has revealed to you and opened up for you to do. I mean, we talk about 11,000 Maui youth in school assemblies, clinics, leadership tours, and camps in a given year.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable thing of what's happening. And I want you to share with us how that came about. How did you get the vision for it? How did you guys put this all together? What did God do in the process? We're going to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, more from Ben Pragnell, as Ben shares his story about Maui basketball, or maybe I should give it its right name is Basketball Maui, and Basketball Maui is impacting thousands and thousands of young people. And God calls a person from British Columbia, Western Canada, someone who grew up there. Now he's ministering on Maui. I mean, when he grew up, he didn't even really know where Maui was on the map. But now he lives there with his wife, his two boys, and God is doing a magnanimous work that's going to impact the future of Hawaii using basketball. Imagine that. You'll hear from Ben Pragnell when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. people like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Hey, what about those moments in life where, you know, you get these opportunities, it's given to you maybe at an early age and you don't even know how God is going to use it, but you know, God is implanting the seeds of ideas into your heart and into your life because he's going to unveil certain things later on that's going to impact a lot of people. It's all part of his purpose and his plan. Well, you hear about that from our featured guest today, Ben Pragnell, and it has to do with basketball. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad that you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuning in and hearing of how God is using a person to live a life of faith and surrender his life so that God can use him to reach thousands of young people on the island of Maui. And I believe it's going to grow even further as the Lord leads him. To find out more about our show, thegoodlifehawaii.com, click there and get the podcast for free. That and other resources. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. Ben, you're pastoring at Hope Chapel Kihei, an associate pastor there. You preach the word, you help in the administration of the church, but you are leading a substantial, significant ministry called Basketball Maui. How did that begin?
Yeah. Well, you know, initially it began as just a desire to have a camp, a basketball camp in the summertime for Maui youth. And I was at the Maui Invitational, which is one of the preseason college basketball tournaments with the greatest teams in the nation. Yes. Every year coming out to Maui, and was watching one of the games with a friend and was introduced to Fred Kroll, who's the founder and president of NBC Camp. And so I met Fred, and we just connected immediately, and he's become a dear friend and mentor. And I asked Fred, I said, Fred, what would it take just to do a camp for the youth of Maui? And he said, you get the gyms and the kids, I'll bring some coaches, and we'll get started. And so that began our journey, and the first camp we ever had. We had 174 youth, and by the end of the week, I'll never forget, reviewing the player evaluation form, in which 74 of the children and the youth indicated that they had prayed and received God into their life. And so it was at that moment that I said, wow, I think we're on to something here, much bigger than just hosting a one-week camp.
Now, it developed over the course of time. How did it expand?
Well, we immediately after the first camp said, man, we can't wait till next summer to do something. We have to stay in the lives of these kids. We have to, you know, reach more kids. And so we began to just reach out to the local schools and offer school assemblies, which would be paired with clinics on the weekends where we would bring in a special guest, a professional coach or player or, you know, skills trainer. And so that just kind of began to blossom. And, you know, we're so honored and privileged to work with just so many of really the finest players and coaches and athletes in kind of the basketball world that know Christ. And so they've just, you know, been a blessing. And obviously, you know, Maui is just a wonderful place, obviously, for these guests to come out to. And so we just began doing the school assemblies and offering these clinics throughout the year. And then we realized that one of the things we wanted to do was meet practical needs. And there's just still so, you know, the dropout rate in high school in Maui is just, we feel, obviously, just still way too high. And we just had a passion to be a catalyst to help kids get a bigger vision for their life. And so we got onto this idea of a leadership tour in which we would go to the mainland and tour colleges and, you know, be involved by visiting some, you know, other churches and playing some other teams and doing some workshops. We did some leadership workshops at Seattle Pacific University. And so we started taking youth also in the summertime to the mainland to just give them some fresh perspective and hopefully inspire them to dream big in their life.
I've been a beneficiary, I believe. You know, you have too. We've been beneficiaries of exposure. And through this, you are allowing those precious young people to be exposed to have the scope of their vision expanded. If someone today is listening on Maui, and they say, yeah, what about my kid, my son, my daughter? If they want to get involved, how can they find out more, Ben?
Yeah, we have basketballmaui.com.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Facebook, you know, and Twitter. You can always email us at info@basketballmaui.com. And on our webpage, we have our phone number, which I can't remember off the top of my head. But we have a wonderful gentleman that serves with the ministry named Buzz Dahlin. And he's our full-time program director, and so he just does an amazing job working with the parents and the kids and all of our community supporters and the county and the Department of Education. And the big joke is always, you know, when God gives us more vision, he knows it's just going to be a lot more work, but he's just such a man of faithfulness and integrity and a deep love for Christ and the sport.
Wow.
And so that's how we're able to keep up with all the day-to-day inquiries and demands and just all the organization and communication it takes. Is we're able, a little over a year and a half ago, to have Buzz work full-time with the ministry.
Ben, who have you had? I mentioned Jeremy Lin.
Mm-hmm.
But who else? What other, you know, well-known
players have you had? We've had Jeremy Lin, and we've had Rudy Gay, we've had Corey McGetty, Anthony Tolliver, we've had Patrick Ewing Jr., we've had Isaiah Thomas, Nate Robinson, we've had, Jeremy Pargo, Reggie Williams, he just signed a 2-year deal with the Houston Rockets, Jeremy Tyler, just signed a 2-year deal with the New York Knicks. It's just been so neat. One of my dear friends, actually, here in Denver, I'll be seeing tonight, works with the NBA. He's an agent and a devoted follower of Christ. And so he's really helped us by opening up his network and allowing us to get into contact with many of the players that he feels would really, you know, benefit from the opportunity to serve but also have similar core values. Faith in Christ that would want to support our programs. And so just kind of been all grassroots, personal networking and reaching out to players through relationships. And so it's been really neat. And also, too, we've included some of the players from Hawaii that have come over. Derek Lowe, the great player, comes over every summer. And Julian Sensley, mm-hmm. Kyle Pape have come over and me too, just to kind of minister to them and build relationships and have the opportunity to have some really good conversations with them. So it's just so neat to see how God works. You know, you think you're ministering, but what happens is you just get ministered when you step out in faith in mm-hmm. that way.
I marvel at the way the Lord is using you, Ben. You are a connector. You are someone with, you know, you got to have a big heart. A big heart with so big that it overshadows any semblance of pride. That, you know, you'd, and I think that's how God uses people. They love so much. They care so much that it doesn't matter who gets the credit, who gets the glory. And then things just begin to expand beyond what you could have imagined. I mean, So there you are. You're leading this ministry. It's growing in momentum. The who's who of basketball is a part of it. You're getting leaders, partners from different parts of the country. Let's dial it back a little bit, brother. Let's
sure.
go back to the Genesis. Well, someone as they listen might be thinking, okay, well, what happened to the genesis of this ministry in Maui? But I think as we spoke, there are certain things that happened that was even before you came to Maui in relation to basketball.
Yeah.
What happened? You know what, Ben, before we open up this next part, let's take a quick break. And when
yep.
we come back, let's go back to that period in high school and explain to us what happened then and how it so closely relates or directly relates to basketball.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to you, God was preparing you to do what you do today.
That's great.
Amazing. My friend, as you listen to Ben Pragnell today, his story itself speaks about hope and purpose. And the love of God. In times when you might feel a great deal of disappointment, maybe shockingly so, God has a purpose and plan for your life, even in the midst of that. In fact, it's a perfect plan and it incorporates those dislodging moments of our lives to create hope for people in the future. Ben Pragnell, when we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life. Aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com, Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with Ben Pragnell. Ben is founder of Basketball Maui. Actually, we're talking today. Ben is in Colorado doing some ministry work and there with his dear wife. But as we share in this time, you know, there are moments in life, wouldn't you agree, that we get really disappointed and we think that we're going backwards in the plan of God? And how could God ever put his purpose together for our life when things aren't working out? But God even works through that, as you will soon hear from the Good Life Hawaii radio show. Ben Pragnell is our guest. To find out more about our show, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. To learn about Basketball Maui, go to basketballmaui.com. Again, basketballmaui.com. Ben, something happened in high school relating to basketball. What happened?
That's right. Yeah, just before our last game, before Christmas, my senior year, I just fell down funny and tore my anterior cruciate ligament, my ACL, and did a lot of other damage to my knee, and was just a career kind of ending injury. And so I was just devastated, and I remember for several months just being depressed. You know, I just felt that basically the greatest passions of my life, you know, was taken away. But looking back, I can see that God directed me from there, because I ended up going for a year at this small Bible college that didn't have even a sports program, which I would have never tried to, you know, go somewhere that didn't have a basketball team, but was directed there. And that's where God really began a deep work in my life. And surrendered my life to Christ. But also at that college, I was asked to start a basketball program just for the kids in the community. And so we started a little team and held weekly practices and even hosted kind of a little all-star game for the entire community. And it was a really small community, and basically the whole town came out. We packed the gymnasium and really were able to showcase the work and that the youth had put in during our practices all year. And I'll never forget, because I was walking one day, a few days after the end of that basketball season, and that all-star game we hosted for the youth, and the president of the Bible college passed me on the sidewalk, and I didn't really know him personally, but he turned around after he passed me, and he just looked at me and he said, "You know what you did last Saturday night, that was real religion," he told me.
Hmm.
And funny enough, that's the only thing, you know, only opportunity I ever, you know, really had to speak to him personally.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, fast forward now about 15 years or more, I can look back and just go, wow, what a statement to just really be able to exercise, you know, my faith and serve in a way that's just so practical, but also that includes something I have so much passion and love for, which is, you know, the game of basketball and youth. And so it's just amazing how, you know, this injury where I was depressed and just had no clue now what I was going to do with my life turned into really one of the greatest experiences of my life, and still being involved with the sport. But greater than that, seeing the sport used as a tool to really minister to kids. And it's just a joy.
We spoke a little bit off air about relationships. Mm-hmm. And you said something about repentance and relationships. Explain the connection.
Yeah, you know, I just, the last few months, something that just actually one of my dear friends and I were discussing a few weeks ago, and it was just how when you read the Gospels, you see Jesus called Zacchaeus down from the tree and have dinner at his home. And Zacchaeus is not a nice man. You know, he's a tax collector. And so many of the other stories, you see Jesus really offer friendship, offer a relationship with people. And kind of the way that I've been able to understand that is practically is Jesus called repentance out of relationships. And so what that kind of means for me is, you know, first just look for the opportunities that the relationship that God puts in front of you and build those relationships, which can become bridges for people to really come to know Christ and be able to come to a place of repentance in their lives. And so that's kind of been a major philosophy just in the way that we've done Basketball Maui. We've really led with just offering world-class instruction, whether that be at a clinic, our camp, our school assemblies, our leadership tours, and allowed those relationships to really grow and to develop to the point where even people come to us and go, you know, why are you really doing this? And then we're really able to share, you know, well, really this is all about because Christ has transformed our lives and we want to share his love with you. And I just feel that is something special, that this lesson that I've been able to continue to learn and grow in and just love to share with other people. Because I think sometimes as Christians we can put so much pressure on ourselves and we can forget to maybe take some time and really invest in relationships and build bridges that will really be able to support the message that we want to share with friends and, you know, people in the community and neighbors. And so that this idea that Jesus called repentance out of relationships. And so, you know, was called a friend of sinners, a friend, you know, of the tax collectors. And so I just always try to keep that in mind.
It could be a meal like Jesus did with Zacchaeus. It could be the game of basketball. It could be at a clinic. It could be at the event itself, the game itself. But what an example you share, Ben, of building the relationships. And then the redemptive work of God is done even through that. And of course, repentance is such a significant part of our process of redemption. Now, when you talk about these big name players and the way that you're setting things up, there's a distinctness to it because of the level of skills and professionalism that, well, basically, there's a level of excellence that's like second to none. Is that something that was part of your strategy to get the best of the best to expose them to the kids on Maui?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a few different perspectives there. I think number one, just being a fan of the game and, you know, just having a desire to provide something that's world-class in nature to the youth, but, you know, really got me going. But I think, you know, secondly, too, I just feel that, you know, we can earn the right and the respect, you know, of the families and the kids and the community through offering something of real excellence. And, you know, I just believe that, you know, with whatever God has given you, you know, you give it your all. You give it your best. I mean, there's, you know, so many lessons that translate from the game as far as just hard work and teamwork and tenacity. And I remember even as a player myself, and my coach always would use this term, you know, just empty the tank, leave it all on the floor, give it your all, you know, and, you know, that's what you can control. You can't control the final score. You can't control the outcome, but you can control your own effort. And so just in that same spirit, through the relationships we've been able to build and some of the athletes and coaches and players we work with, I I just love shooting for the stars, in a sense.
Mm.
And so that's been really neat, just to see so many players and coaches respond and really want to be able to partner and to serve with us.
Ben, as you talk about Basketball Maui, by the way, you can find out more about Basketball Maui at basketballmaui.com. Ben, to be a conduit of God's vision, you know, it's a multifaceted composite of gifts, leadership abilities, relational connections, relational cultivation, being very purposeful, and yet there's a certain level of authenticity and trust that it's brought to bear so that things continue to grow. And, of course, faith and trust and dependence on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord has blessed you with a dear woman, your wife, Tiffany.
Yeah.
Would you say, I mean, maybe this might sound like a rhetorical question, but would you say that... Well, let me rephrase. How has God used her and your relationship to do the things that you're doing today?
I always say I married way over my head. And, you know, my wife has just been a tremendous support.
Yeah.
And, you know, she has this quiet trust about her. And, you know, often they say you marry your opposite, and we definitely did, where... you know, I kind of joke. I say she got the brains and I got the passion. And, you know, I'm very much an extrovert and love to be out there. And my wife's a little bit more introverted. But just to see her commitment and her support and God's gift to me through her is really a big part of what has made all of the ministry possible. And it begins just with... you know, our relationship with Christ and then our relationship and commitment to each other, which provides the foundation mm-hmm. to be able to be used of God in that sense. And so she's just amazing, and she has quite an athletic kind of background herself, was a college volleyball player and is an athletic trainer and physical therapist and operates a few of her own clinics, Imua Physical Therapy over on Maui. And so it's just been so complimentary to see how God has put us together in that sense.
Well, you describe it so well, so much so that it makes me want to hear more. And yeah. I suppose that one of our dear listeners today might be asking, well, okay, well, that's a great bringing together. God did that, but I want to know how. How did Ben Pragnell meet Tiffany?
Yeah.
Brother, when we come back from our break, could you share a little bit about how you met and how you both felt the Lord leading you to that you were the one to marry? And could you take us back there and
Absolutely.
Reminisce a little bit and share? I think there's some certain lessons, relational lessons that we could all learn from. And then,
yeah.
Of course, being in the ministry as parents of two dear twin boys, Zachary and Luke. When we come back, Ben, share that with us. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Ben Pragnell is our guest. He talks about Basketball Maui and more when we come back. Okay, stay with us. We'll be back with much, much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com.
For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, who doesn't like hearing a good love story? Well, I've got one for you. The story of Ben Pragnell and his dear wife, Tiffany. Ben is the founder, leader of Basketball Maui. He's the visionary whom God has used to bring about this incredible, incredible ministry where over 10,000 young people, actually over 11,000 Maui youth in 1 year were impacted in school assemblies, clinics, leadership tours, camps. I mean, it's good. They take kids to the mainland to expose them to colleges and just really broadening the scope through this kind of unique exposure. And people like the Jeremy Lin and the Jeremy Lins of basketball are part of the clinic. The who's who of the basketball world are there in this excellent clinic. Again, to find out more about this clinic, it's and this program, it's called Basketball Maui. You can find out more at basketballmaui.com. Basketballmaui.com. Welcome back to our show. Ben, you know, when we talked about romance, relationships, how did you meet Tiffany?
Well, we met my first day at Hope Chapel. We were both involved with a young adult Bible study. At the time it was called Living Waters Fellowship. It had a Bible study Monday night. Played beach volleyball down at McKenna Beach every Sunday after church. And, you know, it was kind of just one of those things where I think we both kind of caught each other's attention and began to hang out in a circle of friends and group. And then around Christmas time, you know, kind of worked up the nerve to ask her to go out on a date. And funny enough, our first date was her staff Christmas party at the Kobe Steakhouse. So I was a cheap date that first night, that's for sure.
What was it that attracted you?
Well, number one, it was, you know, Tiffany's commitment to Christ. I just knew that, you know, something my mother had always told me was you want to look in, you know, when you're looking for, you know, your spouse, your future spouse, you want someone that even loves Christ and is more committed to Christ than you are. And so that immediately I saw her faith and her commitment to Christ and just her example through her life and the way mm-hmm. she, you know, worked and cared for her friends you know, That you know, and obviously just a beautiful woman, you know, married way above my head. Mm-hmm. And then just I think the things we shared in common just you know, love the active lifestyle we're able to live in Maui. And, just so enjoy our time together.
Well, and you are a part of such a church of great impact, Hope Chapel Kihei, there with Pastor Craig Englert and your leadership team.
Yeah.
The many lives that are being impacted there, and many disciples made, many people being reached. Ben, Basketball Maui, what's coming up?
Yeah, well, we got actually our first annual golf tournament. It's a golf-a-thon that's going to be at the Golden Emerald Courses in Wailea, and it's kind of a partnership with Young Life Maui, and that's going to be November 16th. So for any golfers that are listening and want to play both courses in one day, 36 holes, just contact us at info@basketballmaui.com. And we're also looking later in November to help out at the Maui Invitational. It's a way that we can serve a great basketball event in the community, and always need lots of volunteers for Basketball Maui Mad. And as well, that week, Lord willing, going to head over to the island of Lanai and host our first basketball clinic over there in partnership with the high school over there, and privileged to have Coach Jim Herrick, mm-hmm. former head coach at UCLA and a national champion from 1995, and his dear friend, Fred Kroll, founder and president of NBC Camps, going to come over there and be our lead instructors for that, and so you can definitely keep that in prayer. And then right after Christmas, looking at firing up some more school assemblies in a clinic actually in Kihei on the south shore of Maui. And so we're really excited about everything that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Take us into a school assembly, Ben. What goes on? What do you do?
Well, normally what we'll do is we will, according to kind of the background and expertise of our guest, usually offer some kind of skills demonstration and then have them share, or an interview style. In the schools, the public schools, were prohibited, from really expressing, our faith in Jesus Christ, but what we like to draw upon is all the same values. And so, we love to talk about taking responsibility for our actions. We love just to share a love and passion for life. And we, do like to kind of work with the schools. And often the common request of the school is to speak to, bullying and substance mm-hmm. abuse. And so we often will tie those messages in to our presentation. And then as well, we have been blessed. We teamed up with a sports agency out of Alabama called Defining Sports, and DJ Fisher is a great young man and has a passion for the Lord. And he has started a national program called Readers Creates Leaders, which brings pro athletes to their hometowns to promote youth literacy. Well, because Maui doesn't have any professional teams, we told him we'll take anybody, of your athletes to come out. And so last spring we launched Readers Creates Leaders. And so we'll go into the school and we'll read to the kids. We'll have the pro athletes read, and then we'll donate books. And so, we're really flexible. We just want to best serve the needs of the school. And so with younger kids, we focus on things like youth literacy and always tie in kind of our character development messages. And then with mm-hmm. the older kids, we focus a little bit more on, skills training and being prepared for life. So that's where we're kind of focusing at in the schools.
Pastor Ben, we've got about 3 minutes left. A parting shot to someone, maybe an athlete, someone who's vigorously attempting to progress in a certain area of life. Maybe they hit some roadblocks. A word of encouragement and a prayer.
You bet. You know, what we always love to share with all the kids, number one, it's a quote from John Wooden, the great basketball coach and a follower of Christ at UCLA. And he says, who you are as a person is more important than who you are as a basketball player. So, no matter where you're at in your life right now, if you're facing some, extreme difficulties and trials, maybe things are going great. We always just love to begin the conversation with folks that, hey, God is more interested in your heart, in the inward, in the outward. And so, you know, what is it? What steps do you need to take? What area do you need to look at in your life? What ways do you need to step out? And, you know, take a risk of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out. Do something different. You know, if you want to get different results in your life, achieve something you never achieved, well, you've got to do something different today in order to do that. And so, you know, dream big, start small, and, you know, that's often a message that we love to share.
Brother, can you lead in a prayer?
I'll be honored. Well, Lord Jesus, we thank you for Danny and his ministry in this show, how it just really brings hope, because that hope's found in you, and we just want to share what you've done for us. Lord, and so I pray for all his listeners, Lord, that you would bless them, that you would allow them, Father, to grow in their relationship with you, to take risks of faith, to use their passions, their God-given talents and gifts to further your kingdom. Lord, that you just would bless his ministry and his supporters, Father, and we just continue, Lord, to surrender our lives to you and ask that you would be lifted up and glorified through us, Father, and that we would just be a blessing to those around us. And so we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ben, taking this time to be with us all the way there from Colorado. And I appreciate hearing all about your incredible ministry, Basketball Maui. Hey, to find out more about Ben Pragnell, really, Basketball Maui, find out more at basketballmaui.com. Basketballmaui.com. I hope you've been encouraged by the athletic life and relationship insights from Ben Pragnell. You know, God's timing is perfect, and there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, perhaps this is that perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. We've got a special presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support and want to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Partners. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to our featured guest, Ben Pragnell. Find out more at basketballmaui.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Almashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Almashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave